Hello everyone and welcome back to the Oren Cohen Podcast. This is day 16 of my 30-day challenge, and today I want to talk to you about why this is so easy. Why do I succeed in publishing every day, and what you can learn from that going forward. So let's get right into it. So imagine this scenario. You are starting a podcast and your setup is pretty similar to mine. You have a camera, you have a mic, which is above the camera, and you probably also have one light. Once you have all of those set up, you can start recording, and everything is flowing smoothly. However, what happens after the recording? Are you dismounting the light, dismounting the mic, and dismounting the camera from its tripod and putting it in a bag or whatever? Are you removing the environment that allows you to record? If so, the next time you want to record, you have to set all of that up. That's a lot of overhead. And let's take me for example. It is now 8:12 a.m. in the morning. I am recording these episodes, editing and publishing them before I go to work. If I had to set up the lights, set up the mic, set up the camera every single morning that I wanted to record, I would just not do it. I don't have a lot of time in the morning. These recordings are about 10 minutes each episode, a little bit more because I cut out all the ums and ahs. But if I had to add another half an hour of setup to all of this, then it would have not worked for me and I would just not do it. If you can find a place in your home that you can keep the setup going, that next time that you wanna record, you just turn on the camera, turn on the recording software and hit record, then you're most likely to stick with creating more content more frequently. If you can't do that, then what I would do if this was my situation, because this is my room, I can do here whatever I want. But if I was not able to keep all of the setup in place for all future recordings, I would plan my videos ahead. I would have like maybe 3 to 4 recordings, or if you're posting more frequent content, then I would have more content lined up, and then I would batch record it. Which means that for one day, preferably on the weekend when we're not working, one day I would set up all of the lights and I would record all of it for a few hours and then be done with it. Editing can happen without all of the setup already ready. If that's what you can do to keep yourself creating content frequently, because you're not going to post all of the things that you just recorded, you're gonna schedule them ahead. If this is the way that you can make things work for you, then great, do that. Otherwise, if you can afford yourself to keep the setup mounted so that next time that you want to record it's easier, that's probably the best solution. That's the main reason why I've been able to each morning come and record a new episode. And even yesterday, if you listen to yesterday's episode, I shared a little story with you, and I started recording at 11:55 p.m. I was shocked that I did not plan ahead and record much sooner after Shabbat was out, but it's the challenge. I have to do it. I would probably plan better when I actually get to regular episodes, but for now, this is the challenge. I need to make this work. And it was easy because everything was already set up. I just needed to hit record and then edit, which is a pain, but it wasn't so complicated to do because I had everything already ready to go. So that's all I have for you today. Now I am going to go to work, of course, after editing this. To recap what we talked about today, if you are able to keep your setup running, you will record much faster. You will record more episodes, more content, essentially, and it will be very easy to do. If you can't, then start thinking about planning ahead your content and planning ahead batch recording sessions. That's going to be very helpful. Once you can put the equipment out for recording, make the most of it. Record a few episodes, record a few videos, and then you can start editing them separately in a different session without all of the equipment set up. So thank you so much for listening and watching. Before I let you go, I'll let you know that I have a newsletter where I deep dive into content creation in long form. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to have a one-on-one relationship with me, then please subscribe to that in the description of the episode. And thank you again so much for watching and listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.